Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh my God. Ross, totally laid back.
So it's like 3 days before the big day, and Dunn's Stores is like the Battle of the Bastards scene from Game of Thrones, except Winterfell's bastards are only in the Hapley place compared to the ones you meet doing the big shop in Cornell's Court in Christmas week. I'm there, if one more person hits me in the ankle with their fucking trolley, and Honor goes,
This is what it's always like? What did you think, we were going to have the place to ourselves?
I'm like, no, but I didn't think it was going to be like this. If I'd had all the information, safe to say, I would never have volunteered to do the famous Christmas perishables shop. But this is where we are. There are no sprouts left, and even though no one in the house even eats them, they're usually fried in butter with chestnuts, pancetta and parsley, then swept straight into the bin. Surika finds the idea of having them at Christmas time somehow, I don't know, reassuring.
There's no potatoes either,
Honor goes. I'm like, what? You have got to be shitting me.
She's there. I'm not shitting you. They've run out of potatoes. They said to try back in a few hours.
I'm like, we will be still here in a few hours.
And she goes, yeah, sure, Dad. That's what everyone says.
I'm there. Okay, we need to get our strategy together here. Suddenly talking like Ronan O'Gara. Forget the trimmings. Let's start with the basics. We're going to need a turkey. So we point the trolley in the direction of the butcher's counter, forcing our way through the angry throng, listening to people snapping at each other, going, fuck me, no, fuck you, how's about that? And those are just the married couples. I'm looking for a turkey, I tell the dude behind the counter. He's like, what's your name? Which is a question I'm obviously not used to hearing in this rugby-mad part of the world. I'm there, why do you need my name to sell me a turkey? Well, he goes, I presume you pre-ordered one. And I notice that he has a little book open in front of him. I'm there, pre-ordered one, is that like a thing? Honor goes,
oh my God, you were told to do that 2 weeks ago? Mom is going to fucking kill you.
I'm there, I thought you could just rock up. The dude actually laughs at me. He's there, it's 3 days before Christmas. And I'm like, I know it's 3 days before Christmas. I've got the bruises on my fucking shins to prove it. He goes, your best bet at this stage would be a frozen one.
Honor's like, Mom hates a frozen turkey? Oh my God, Dad, you've ruined Christmas.
I decide to chance my arm then. I'm there, actually, I've just remembered I did pre-order one. Because, yeah, no, that's how suddenly desperate I am. If you just show me the book there, I'll point out my name. He sees straight through it, though. Because he's like, next. I'm there, fine. Tell me I haven't left it too late to get a ham and a spiced beef, though. He's like, next customer, please. We end up having to step away from the counter, and understandably, I'm like, fuck.
Honor goes, oh my God, we've got like 16 people coming for Christmas dinner.
I'm there, I'm well aware of that, Honor. Because, yeah, no, it includes Surika's old pair, who hate my guts anyway. I'm there, let's at least get a tin of chocolate Kimberleys. It might help soften the blow. And we head for the biscuit aisle, passing two dudes who are literally squaring up to each other, going, I'm a wanker. Take a look in the mirror, mate. Honor, who gets there ahead of me, breaks the bad news. She's like,
there's no chocolate Kimberleys left.
And that's when I end up suddenly losing my shit. I literally scream, I can't do this. I can't do it. And I abandon the trolley there in the middle of the biscuit aisle. Honor chases after me, through the crowds of people going, Dad! Dad! She catches up with me outside Café Sol, spins me around and goes,
Dad, this isn't you. You're not a quitter.
Which is a lovely thing for me to hear, even though it's complete horseshit. And that's when I suddenly spot it. A trolley, full of shopping, that's been left outside the pharmacy, presumably by someone who's inside,
collecting a prescription. I tip over to it. Honor's like, oh my God, what are you doing?
I'm there, holy fuck, Honor. Look at this. She's got a turkey. She's got a ham. Pigs in blankets, look. Mince pies. And what's that? A goose? A fucking goose?
Honor goes, Dad.
I'm like, Danish butter cookies. I used to love those. Ferrero fucking Rocher.
Chocolate Kimberly's, anyone?
She must have grabbed the last box. And then I laugh. Look down the bottom, Honor. Potatoes. And sprouts. You can probably guess what happens next. I grab the handle of the trolley with my two hands and I start pushing it towards the core bork.
Honor is suddenly behind me going, oh my God, Dad, have you lost your actual mind?
I'm there, of course I have. I've got fucking battle fatigue. As I push the thing onto the moving walkway. And these, Honor, are the spoils of war.
She stands in front of me and goes, Dad, you know you're just about to ruin someone's Christmas.
I'm like, better theirs than mine. But then I make the mistake of making eye contact with the girl.
She goes, Dad, you're literally stealing someone else's happiness. And while I would usually be 100% here for that, come on, it's Christmas.
We reach the top of the moving walkway and I know that the game is up here. I'm like, what are we going to do, Honor?
She goes, we'll think of something, but I'm going to put the trolley back, okay? I'll say we mistook it for ours.
She turns the thing around. She's a great kid underneath it all. And she's just about to push it down onto the downward walkway. I'm there, Honor.
She's like, what is it, Dad?
I'm there. Can we at least keep the chocolate Kimberleys? And she just smiles and goes,
we'll keep the chocolate Kimberleys.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.